The old badger stared at the spot where the pair had been standing a moment ago.
Salixa is no kin of mine, though I care for her as much as any father would for his daughter. You saw the two of them together. They need each other.
Benjo Tip scratched his head spikes.
But suppose Gorath gets into one of his rages? What could a slip of a maid do then? She could be in peril.
Reaching into his belt pouch, the Tabura brought forth a small round stone, which he passed to the Salahog.
Tell me, friend, what do you think that is?
Formal Berth took a swift glance, answering promptly.
Her it be a pebble, sir. Make to granite, I think.
Every beast present nodded in agreement. The old badger took the pebble back and held it up.
A simple pebble, which I took from a stream. One time, maybe before creatures ever walked the land, that was a chip of granite from some mountain. Somehow it fell into a stream or a river. A small, sharp lump of stone, rough and misshapen. No tool, no chisel or hammer turned it into a smooth pebble. Completely round, without any keen edges, a perfect little stone ball. It was water, stream water, running softly through countless ages, which continually washed this stone, finally turning it into a pebble.
Skipper nodded.
You mean that the maid could smooth the rough edges off in Gorath? But you said the water took countless ages to do it, sir.
Abbot Dorcas answered for the old badger.
Aye, but Gorath and Salixa aren't water and stone. They're living creatures who care for each other. It won't take ages, Skip, believe me.
The oldster chuckled.
Well said, Father Abbot. Maybe someday you might become a Tabura.
Dorcas smiled modestly.
I hardly think so.
The Tabura accepted a beaker of hot mint tea from Formal.
We shall see. Now, let us face the problem of these brown rats. What do you know of them and their leader?
The abbot deferred to Barbola's explanation.
What's to know? They're a Verminord, and Gruntin Curdley's a big, fat, evil, greedy beast. First he wanted the Gowsum's logboats, but then he set his twisted mind on Redwall. Now Curdley wants this abbey.
Abbot Dorcas spoke out angrily.
But he won't get it. Redwall is too strong to fall into the paws of scum like that.
Skipper slammed his rudder down hard.
That rat'll only get Redwall over our dead bodies. We'll fight him with everything we've got.
The Tabura held up his paws until the indignant outcry halted.
Wait now, friends. What you're telling me is that Curdley is a rat who takes what he wants by brute force and ignorance because he has a horde behind him.
Osbill drew his rapier.
Aye, but if any wants a war, we'll give it to the villain, hot and heavy.
Draining his beaker, the Tabura nodded to Friar Chandras.
This is very fine mint tea. May I have more, please? Now, on the subject of your enemies, Father Abbot, I think you would agree that war is the last resort of intelligent creatures. It brings only death and destruction.
Abbot Dorcas replied wistfully.
There's no doubt about that, friend. But what are we to do? Vermin aren't beasts you can reason with.
There was a twinkle in the old badger's eyes as he sipped his tea.
Indeed, they aren't. That's what I'm relying on. They are not only our enemy, but they have no love for each other. These two vermin armies. My advice is, sit tight within your abbey. Defend it when you have to. Vermin are cruel, murderous, but most of all greedy. I think they'll cancel one another out. I have seen vermin conquerors and armies before, trust me.